have to. For a class. Just talk.
For a class. What class?
My linguistic class. Please pass them out.
Wait.
Well, let's say prayer first. Aren't we going to ask, wait?
Where's Grandma?
Please pass them out.
We actually say grace.
Washroom?
Yes, the washroom. This is our Thanksgiving meal with Grandma and Grandpa.
But Grandma's not here right now.
Yeah.
Where did she go?
There's light out in the bed. What else did I forget? I know I forgot a vegetable. Bread's out there. I haven't decided whether to put the bread out.
But there's pie.
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Jake, I gotta go to the bathroom. I thought I better go. Okay.
Bless us, O Lord, and be thy gift, which we are about to receive from thy
body, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We thank our Lord for the blessings of the past year, and we ask them to continue to bless us and to keep Grandma and Andy safe on their journey back to Arizona. Anyone else?
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Okay. It's a pass tonight. We have a full table here.
Is that like the regular dressing?
Everybody reach over and get it.
Yeah.
Which way you want
to go?
Okay, take it that way.
The potatoes. There, I took some here.
How do you think you'd like some coffee? You're just going to wait till supper's over before you worry about what to drink.
I'll have some coffee. Yeah.
Okay, you want it now?
No, you can.
Yeah, I want to pop. You want pop sugar? See, cranberry. There might be some squirt there. What do you want?
I want to
get you some milk.
Before he didn't eat, now he...
Do you want a
Coke or a Pepsi?
What have you got?
We have Diet Coke, we have regular Coke, we have Pepsi, and we have Diet Pepsi.
Diet Coke.
The salad, Joe, has to be. Those are our salads.
Shelly, hurry up. You got to pass two things to me.
I'll put mine on my plate.
John, you got to take this and pass it.
Nobody want any dressing?
Yeah.
Can I have some potatoes?
Yeah, they're coming.
Oh my god. Shelly.
This wasn't in the fridge there?
No, I didn't pop in the refrigerator. This one might have been cold. Was there cold Cokes in the refrigerator, Joe?
Yeah, I think so. All right, I'll wait.
We can put some in.
Isn't that Diet Coke, Catherine?
Well, where's the gravy, Jane?
You have to help her.
Yeah. Okay, maybe she forgot to put it.
I have a meat before I have to cast gravy.
I didn't get the meat I wanted.
Do you want any of this?
I'll
take some of that later.
What's that?
Lettuce. I'm not going to take any and put it in a plate. I just want a little. You know, I eat that. I'm not that hungry now.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
very
welcome. Okay.
Then, look at this.
Didn't you have bread, Jay?
Sure.
Oh. I thought you put it in the oven.
Thank you.
What did you want?
Pepper, I want banana.
This one?
Yeah. Yes.
No. Is that all we can? Is meat and potatoes?
Well, no. Not usual. Are they a garlic clip? Mom, no.
Oh, no, it's not garlic. And here's the butter. Put the butter around after it here.
I don't know if you want the little more.
Here's the butter.
Sure, we got plenty of gravy.
Anybody want salt and pepper? Great. How do you do this, Dan?
Twist it.
I haven't been eating them.
Another one.
Pasta. Chicken, please. The turkey.
No, stop.
Pasta, turkey, this way, please.
Oh.
Me.
You got turkey here.
This is...
Well, when you finish this out, we get you some more.
You can put this on.
Yes.
Here's.
I didn't need to put it
on.
Any
pepper?
I just took some.
I saw a Waukegan High School homecoming parade today. That stuff. It's great to eat it
all.
Did you want some meat? Waukegan? Was it like last night or something?
Did you want these tomatoes?
Did you go to the walking and parade?
Did you guys get it already?
Just hand me a piece of that.
You guys eat war last night? No. You lost the war?
Yeah, you said that. Just in the
you want a piece right in?
No.
Who's got the butter?
Upset,
yeah.
Butter.
It's going around.
Well, no,
it's
good.
Right there.
I thought you guys were good this year.
No. Our record's okay, but we stink. Did we lose a lot of seniors last year's team?
Yeah.
Dan,
we don't have any quarterback. We don't have a quarterback, and we don't have a running back.
What?
Butter.
You don't have to see it.
Michael, you don't play, football,
huh? Against there?
No.
I shake my head at
you. How's the turkey?
Good. It's good, Jane.
Do you usually make a turkey on Thanksgiving, Grim?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We usually get around, we get around with for nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They usually have a big sale.
Yeah, in Arizona, if you buy $5 worth of stuff, you get a turkey for 19 cents a pound.
No, I didn't.
Wow.
And different stores have different ones. You know, some have the Norbert, some have the Butterball.
$1.09
for
Butterball.
Did you guys go
to
the show?
What is this, a Butterball?
No, just to Julie on turkey.
You pulse the pants in
the
ball.
Good.
Just test them out. You want to pass the veggies around? No, the vegetables.
They were, I thought.
No, they weren't.
Just test them out.
This is so good. I can live on baked turkey.
No, I don't. You can get a big one, you know, some one.
What do you want me to do with it?
Put it back where it was.
Turkey at school isn't real turkey. It's a process.
Some people look for the biggest, you know, first they have families, right? Yeah.
Yeah, if you take the turkey back
when there were no big ones, that there were big butter balls, so that wasn't going to be that fun.
Well, that's for two people, you know.
Right. You might have turkey for the year.
Yeah. No, but I like turkey.
Well, that's a healthier food.
I think they still want to. She can come down with you if she comes down.
Okay.
I don't know, she didn't say.
I think she's going to come down with me. You're like February, January.
You said nobody's asked her, you know. Yeah. She said that to us, so, you know, we didn't.
Yeah, I asked. She told me that.
And she tells us, hey, nobody got nothing for her. Hey,
yeah.
You know, that's another, hey, Johnny's there all the time, you know. I go there and I help. You know, I worked until, like I said, I was there for what, a week? I was going there every day, me and Johnny.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she tells us that. Nobody wants to help her.
He called her up one day. We took her shopping for a dress for the wedding. How many times did I go away?
Five times.
So Scott called Stash up and so he called her up and she said, well, she can't come to the wedding. She ain't got a new dress. She ain't got nothing to wear. I won't go shopping with her. I'll go with everybody else but her.
Mm. We took her five times.
All right, makes me mad.
There's some food right here.
Yeah, you would. Maybe it was a bad day for her.
No, she does that all the time.
Does she?
And, you know, she'd come over to the house and eat with us, you know, which is good, you know. Cause
yeah, and she never cooks on Sunday if she's home, because she's always over our house.
You usually go out on Sunday. I never know whether to call or not.
Mm-hmm.
You usually go out.
In the afternoon. I usually go shopping with Kate or something, you know. But we never, I'm usually home by 4 o'clock.
Well, we have, you know, they get
4 o'clock, we're
in. We get in time for supper, I have it all good.
We're too fast
up
for
him.
In Arizona, too?
Yeah. In Arizona, I don't go shopping.
But you've got somebody to go with you, though.
Well, there's someone else.
You won't go with me. I hit her with the basket. Keep going.
Yeah. We don't go for groceries on,
no.
On Sunday. And on Sunday, I feel with, I don't know.
Okay, well, it seems like we're always on the go, doing something.
I think the potatoes would have benefited from a little more milk.
You didn't have any potatoes.
Yes, I did. I used the smallest amount of milk
for cooking
potatoes.
That's a gravy
killer. Why?
Because it gives me a stomach ache.
No, no wonder it's so thick.
And you should.
He's lots of gravy.
I was going to say you should put down.
Isn't there any?
Beat them up, you know, and take some off for yourself. No.
Yeah, I've done that here.
Mm-hmm. But
and I'm not a potato eater. That's the most upset I am.
You don't like mashed potato, I know that.
That's the most I eat.
I think what I'm going to do is I'll bake them first, you know. Mm-hmm. And take them out, put a little bit of cheese and stuff back in there and bake them up.
Mm-hmm. Twice baked?
Yeah. Double baked, yeah.
Yeah, double baked.
I like
those. Those are good. Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah. Put a little cheese on them. You know.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know why I take potatoes, because I don't like them. I'm not a potato either. Dad, can I have the gravy?
You're good. You'll do too bad tonight.
Mom, you saw these really cute dogs at the pet shop.
Oh, yeah?
So we saw a Shih Tzu.
Oh, yeah.
A what?
A Shih Tzu. You want your past potatoes? I want more potatoes.
Oh.
Shih Tzu. It's really cute. It's a brown little face and it's smashed in. It has like no snout. It's like really flat face.
I mean, like it's like, you know, the Katie. It's like Katie.
Katie has one like that?
No, I don't think that's her.
There's
a poodle there too that they're like.
What's that? It's real cute. He wasn't paying much because he was sad, though. He wanted an orange.
He wanted an orange?
And he's got a dog?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a dog. A new fancy variety dog.
What?
The dog we're talking about.
It's a...
And then there was a whole bunch of fish. A lot of birds.
No, he didn't buy another fish.
What the hell is this, Shelly?
My fish is doing really good.
Yeah.
Well, she got a fish in her room?
Uh-huh. Wanda.
Wanda.
No, all you need is a cat.
You don't have to ask me to
put
money and buy a big
tank.
A cat fish.
Give me a little
turkey. I'm hoping it will still be alive when I get back because the water needs to be clean and I'm not feeding it. Well, obviously today or yesterday I didn't feed it.
Why didn't you tell your girlfriend to feed it?
She wasn't there. You met her at church. She was
right yesterday.
She left Thursday night.
Oh.
So that was your roommate that worked as kids.
I didn't know she was ready.
Yeah, I think she only goes because her mom goes. Because I let her go with me. Because I knew she went on.
You mean she has no? She had no classes Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure she had classes Friday. She skipped them like I did.
How's she getting back?
Clint, the guy who brought me here.
How long does it take you to get,
many miles
from here to...
We'll take 2 hours. If we had a direct route, it would only take about an hour, I think. It wouldn't take us 2 hours.
Now, your cousins don't know they're going to
They're out. No relatives there.
Only Julie. Right?
Yep, just Julie.
And she's not there.
That's like the apartment living.
She's not a relative. Hey, Julie.
Julie loves it, I think. She seems really happy with it.
She was over in the dorm studying, she told me, and she said she couldn't believe how noisy it was and how difficult it was to study it.
I can't stand it. But I have to live in there for the fall.
Why do you have to live there?
Because I'm employed by them.
Oh.
And I work, I also work as secretary for the Residence Hall Association on their executive board. And in order to stay on the executive board, I have to be living in the hall. Next year, though, Dad, I'm going to, if I continue with... If I continue with RHA, I'm going to go for either president or vice president of programming, which means I get half room and board. That's my pay. Which means I'm going to get a single next year.
A quiet floor?
A quiet floor, 21 and over. If I can finagle it.
And where's Chris? What floor is he at?
He has his own apartment.
Oh.
He's had it for a couple years now.
Does he go to school here?
And then
this
is
his last year?
Yep.
Did he graduate this year?
He'll graduate in August. He has...
Next
from
August,
what I understand, he's got... he's got one really, really, really tough class to take. And he could take an overload next semester with this class. But he doesn't want to do that because those are classes for his major, which would, and it will just bring his grades really low, and he needs to keep it up as high as he can. So he's going to take just that one class over the summer. Plus, I think he also needs... some extra credit hours just to get the number of requirements that you need. So he's going to take like some gym classes over the summer too. Won't require much. The pass fail. So he can spend all the time working on this class.
Yeah, that won't be bad if he graduates.
In no way, just pass or fail.
Yeah, but right now he's just going. He really should. He really should wait and just go another semester. He really should not go this summer, and he should just graduate in December. But he wants to get out of here as soon as he can. He's like, he can't stay. He's just really afraid that he's going to lose it. He's just going to give up. That's what he's afraid of. So he's trying to so he can get it over with.
And then he's got to go look for a job, huh?
Yeah. And he...
That's a tough
he's
part.
Thinking about it, but I know he's going to work in the field for a couple years and see what's available. But he has been working on the idea of going to graduate school.
That's the hard thing about getting out of college. You've got to go to work.
Right. Say,
I don't know.
You don't quit either.
I don't know because
all long hours and long weeks and
65.
Yeah, but
40 years.
I don't know. It's not 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What
work? It's yeah. 8 hours
it's
a day.
More than that. Yeah.
You come home, you.
You got the job on your mind, and
yeah, but it's real life work.
You got to do this. You got to take care of
it. It's got a purpose, you know. You know, I take these classes. And I'm going. Big deal.
To
get out of college, yeah. But I'm not making money. I'm not getting anywhere. It's like I'm stuck in this limbo before I can advance to the normal world, you know.
Well, Jen, I can't eat no more food. That is very good.
It was good. It was really good, Jen.
Thank you.
I don't need to eat that much.
This is our Thanksgiving dinner.
Now Julie won't have to cook.
Yeah. You never know. We might even...
That was all on tape, wasn't it?
It still is all on tape. What's wrong with that?
I know, that's America.
You mean Deborah's gonna tape everything we said?
Yeah, I'm taping it from the
beginning.
Don't you? Because I have a linguistics class, and I have to do a paper, and I have to analyze conversation. And I don't know. On the other side of this tape, I have 90 minutes of Chris and I talking. So I don't know. It depends on what I find more interesting.
90 minutes? You sat together for 90 minutes?
Well, no, it's not just one sit down. Actually, it's twice with Chris, and then I have twice dinner with one of my girlfriends talking at the dinner table. Which sounds, I should love to hear it because it sounds really wild. You can hear how noisy it is in the cafeteria.
That's in Decatur. We went to this restaurant and sat down. We were going to wait for our table to go to the bar. And this guy didn't know. And we were talking to him. And I said, well, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Northern Illinois. And he said, well, I could always. He said, I thought you were because I can tell because of the nasal tone of your voice that you're from the northern part of the country. Versus the southern part of the state that is very high pitched and kind of.
Yeah, they have a difference. Yeah. Talk like a Yankee, you know. I mean, a rebel.
Did you ever hear anybody from New York talk? They got that.
Yeah, and I can tell when they're from New York.
That's an accent.
Yeah, that's an accent. That's not a.
Boston. Boston. Yeah.
Well, they say that from Chicago area, we have a different
thing. Oh, yeah, they can tell if you're from the Midwest. I could tell right away. I could tell a guy if you're one of the Navy. If he was from New York, or, hey, you didn't have to worry about it. He's bragging about New York all the time.
I find it really interesting to listen how people say Chicago. Chicago. I say Chicago. You know, Chicago. But it's not Chicago. It's Chicago.
How do you say Joliet?
Chicago. Most of the kids my age say Chicago. Chicago.
Okay.
The older, you know, people, like all my teachers say Chicago. You know, there's more of a, they, I don't know, there's a slight vowel change.
Okay, now I say Joliet.
Joliet.
Andy says Joliet.
Joliet.
And I say it's Joliet. Now what is it?
Joliet.
That's what I told him. He says
it's French. It's Juliet. Him and Clark and any guy went through. They were Frenchmen. And you gotta say it in French. You don't say it in French. I do.
If it was French, it would be Joliet.
Joliet, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, did you have any time?
Some people call it Joliet.
Yeah, Joliet.
Joliet.
Not Joliet, it's Joliet.
You know,
Joliet.
You know who calls it Joliet? It's all the foreign class of people.
Joliet. I've heard people say Joliet.
Yeah. Joliet. Joliet. Yeah, that's what it is, Joliet.
Joliet.
Some people call it with the L. Joliet.
Like, Jolly old St. Nick.
Pronounce the O as an A. Joliet.
Joliet.
It's Joliet. I try to tell him all the time. I said, Andy, you're saying it wrong. He said, that was French Joliet. It's Joliet.
I told you I'd say it in French.
You are Joliet. Not even saying it
Joliet.
In French.
You and Jolly. J-U-L-I-E-T.
He's the guy that named the place, Dan. That's what I'm saying.
He's that native name.
Yeah, well, we live there. We live there.
Put the game on, Mike.
Yeah, the game starts.